Pasuk says, Miyala Ba'al Hashem Umiyokum Bimkoim Kodshoi. There's a Yale Bahar Hashem. Guy wants to has a series of steiging. He's Yale, but it's not Muchach. There's no guarantee that it'll be Yokum. He'll stay in the same place. So there's two parts to the tefillah. There's the Mi Yale. We all want a Hiseirus to go up in Madrega. There's also another tefillah that says Miyokum. Miyokum is Pshat. Keep to it. Stay on it. My original Hiseirus that I had, I want to keep to it. There's a very interesting Gemara in the Dorim that explains the two parts of the Yale and the Yokum. Shimon HaTzadik, the halacha is that when a person decides, he gets his Hesiros. Rashi brings down, the Mefarshim bring down. The person has his Hesiros, he saw there was an Oynish Men HaShamayim, or he got nervous of the Averas that he was doing, and he decided that he has to do something right for the Ribbono Shel Olam. So he decided to become a Nozer for 30 days. I'm going to become a Nozer. I won't drink wine. In those days it was 30, not 40. But he decided to become a Nozer for 30 days and no wine, no Tamil Lamesim, let his hair grow. Basically, by letting your hair grow, you're making yourself look ugly, even though today some people think it looks nice. But that's the way the Gemara looked at it. And a lot of times, the Gemara tells us that a nozer halfway through, sometimes, let's say if he, by mistake, was metame, so the halacha is he has to bring a korban and he has to start all over again. And let's say by mistake on the 29th day, he blew it again, he has to start all over again, bring a korban, and start all over again. And the Gemara says sometimes the Nazirim got very nervous and they sort of like had charota on their whole Kabbalah, what they took on. Guy takes on to learn two storim for 30 days, three tefillahs a day. Halfway through, it's too hard. I'm going to blow it. I do blow it. It's not. Should I start again? I have to start all over again. So the halacha is you've got to bring a korban. Shimon HaTzadik came along and said, Miyomai, I never really ever ate from a korban that a nozer brought when he was Tommy. Because it was a b'dievedika korban. Wasn't that you couldn't eat from it, but Shimon HaTzadik and his Madrega felt that this is a korban that really didn't have a proper Kabbalah. He said, one time I decided to eat the korban. What was the one time? He says, a guy took on a Nazirus and he came Tommy in between. And he turned up in the Beis HaMikdash with his korban to bring his korban Nazirus. He says, and I met him. Pamachas bo'odim echad nozim in adorum. Came from the, all the way down to Eretz Yisroel, from the south. V'ra'esif shuhu yifei einayim v'toiv ro'i. I saw he was a very good looking kid. Yifei einayim, blonde and blue eyes. U'k'tzeitzos tzeduru isle taltalim, and he had beautiful hair. Right, he let his hair grow, because he was a nozim. He said, this is a knockout. Amati lo bini, my son, Mara isi lahashchis esar chozeh ano. What gave you the idea to go and spoil your hairstyle? What made you this idea of making yourself look not good looking? What was behind this? Because now you come to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring a korban and you shave off all your hair. And that's without leaving the sides. And there was no steps. It was right off. I was a very simple person. I was a shepherd for my father in the town where I lived. I went to fill up water from the well. Then I looked at my shadow. And suddenly the Yetzara hit me. I looked in the shadow, I saw my shadow, and I saw that I'm like a good looking kid. And suddenly the Etor Chatmin said, you know what, a guy like you can get anything you want. I chapped the tit and I had my Yetzirah started working on me. Omati ubikish to tordeni min ha'olam, and the Yetzirah wanted to get me to tordeni, to drive me out from this world. This world doesn't mean this world, olam hazeh, olam haba. He wanted me to lose a good chelik in olam haba from the Yetzirah of understanding what the way I look. Omati loy, I said to the Yetzirah, Rosho, Loma ato mizgor ba'olam shel she'ena shelcha. Why are you being a balgaiver? What are you so proud about in a world that doesn't belong to you? B'misho osid on something that's going to be in the future, rima v'saleya, is going to be worms. What are you so proud of? What is it? You're here for 70, 80, 90 years in office, they put you in a 4x4, drop you in the ground, and you're just going to have the worms eat you up. This is what you're being a balgaiva about. This is what you're being a mizgor ba'olam shena shalcha in a world that doesn't even belong to you. Ha'avoida, I decided to be makabel on myself. Sha'agal chal shemaim, I'm going to shave it all off and give it as a matona to the Ribbono shel Olam. I give up my yetzahara and I give it to the Ribbono shel Olam. Miyad, said Shimon HaTzadik, omadati v'nashakti v'al reishoy. I stood up and I kissed him on his forehead. Omalti loy, I said to him, Beni, komoicho, like you, yirbu noizrei nezires b'Yisrael. Like you, everybody should be a nozer in Klal Yisrael. Whoever wants to become a nozer should become a nozer like you became a nozer. On that, the Pasuk says, Ish kiyaf lindened nozer lahazel Hashem. You become a nozer Hashem. What is a nozer? A nozer is like making a crown for the Ribbono shel Olam. You call the Kadosh Hashem. In fact, the Pasuk compares it to a Novi. A person who's Makabal Nazirus is Kimat on the Madrega of a Novi. He's a Nozil Hashem. Nozil Hashem means you made a crown for the Ribbono shel Olam. And Shimon HaTzadik on regular Nozir wouldn't eat if Chas V'Shalom he became Tomei in between and he had to start all over again, he had to bring his carbon. Because he wasn't sure, the seirus that he had at the beginning wasn't a lasting seirus. It was what we call a 1 minute seirus. Yeah, I've got to turn around. Tomorrow morning I'm going to make it. As Rabbi Kiveiga, they used to say over, everybody wants to be a Rabbi Kiveiga in one night. And on the same night he wants to sleep as well. Yeah, he had his seirus. Yeah, I've got to turn around. Oh, but miyokum, who's going to stay there? Who's going to make it through? Not too many people have the backbone and the push to go all the way through, and they start having charot and second thoughts. One nozer, said Shimon HaTzadik, the one nozer that came along over here and said, Hochaz alai yitzri, the Yetzirah was there to drive me out from the Olam Habo, tordeinim in ha'olam, to take me away from the world, my scha. Then I said, I'm going to take my holy Yetzirah and give it to the Ribbono shel Olam. Shimon HaTzadik came along and kissed him. Oh, that's called the Emes HaNozeh. From your Nazirus, I know you'll never have Charota. You'll make it. Your Nazirus I'll eat from. It's very interesting. What made Shimon HaTzadik over here think that this Nazirus, yeah, he had the right thoughts. This was a Nazir. He saw it, looked in the mirror and he saw, wow, look who I am. I look cool. I've got everything going for me. I'm giving it away to the Ribbono shel Olam. Vezokti didn't have charota. How was Shimon HaTzadik so sure that this Nozir, because he gave up his Olam Hazeh, he gave up his Yetzirah, oh, this Nozir is never going to have charota. This Nozir, I'm ready to eat him his carbon. Everybody else? Who knows other Nishenus? They also perhaps had charota. And on the minutes, it's the spur of a moment, they decided to become a Nozir. What makes them less Kodosh? Kamoicha Yirbu, Kamoicha Yisrael. Suddenly he saw there's something different about this Nozir than any other Nozir. To understand this, I want to be masbir Gemara. The Gemara in Ksuvos that brings down the story of Rabbi Akiva. Everybody knows the story. The Rabbi Akiva went to learn the Beis HaMedrash for 12 years. And then he comes home after 12 years. And he stands outside his house and he hears his wife. One Gemara says it was an old man. Another Gemara in the Dorum says it was a Rosha, who turned around and said to him, to her, "I now understand why your father took away all his Yerusha from you, didn't want to give you money." Rochel, the Rekiva's wife, was a daughter of a Kalba Savor, was a multimillionaire, and once she went ahead and married this shepherd, who was a total bizoin for Kalba Savor, to marry some third grade citizen. So he decided that he's not giving her any money. She says, "Now I understand your father. At least let him come home." So she said, "If you ask me, I would tell him to go and carry on learning for another 12 years. So he heard this by the door. He turned around and went straight back to the Beis HaMedrash. So everybody asks the question, be a mensch. You've been learning for 12 years. You're a ben Torah. You behave like a ben Torah. Where's the morals of life that have been taught in the Beis HaMedrash? Go and say hello to your wife. Have a cup of tea with your wife. Sit with her for 10 minutes. And then go back to the Beis HaMedrash." So there's always the famous vort that everybody says, 2 times 12 is not the same as 1 times 24. That's the famous vort. And the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz explains it with a moshel, that you can have an egg on the fire, and you put it on the fire for 15 minutes, it becomes a hard egg. You put it on for 5 minutes, then turn it off. And then you put it on another 5 minutes and turn it off. It could be on for an hour. Every 5 minutes going off and on, you'll never have an hard-boiled egg. Because it's got to have a retzifus. It's got to have you got to go straight through the time. 1 times 24 is worth more than 2 times 12. But there's another vote here. There's a famous story of the Belyashev. It reminds me of the story of Belyashev. The story goes that Yossel Rosenblatt came to Yerushalayim. And it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, Erev Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Mevorachim. It was Shabbos Mevorachim. And in the shul, the big shul over there, the Churva shul, in the old city, Yossel Rosenblatt was going to sing Davon Van Omud, Shabbos Mevorachim. And whoever knows the Shtikl Chazonus, and if the Olam knows a bit of Jewish music over here, but Yossel's famous Mevorach HaChodesh, the whole Yerushalayim went to the Churv Shul. My Shver was a small child then. He told me that he was in the choir then for Yossel Rosenblatt doing second or third voice, whatever they were doing as a child. He said, after Musaf, he said the whole Olam was so nisragish, was so overtaken by Yossel's, his feeling that he gave into the davening, that they carried him on his shoulders all the way through Altstadt, all the way through the old city, they carried him home. And Grada, that week, on Wednesday, Yossel was nifta. He had a heart attack and he was nifta. But the whole Yerushalayim went to hear Yossel Rosenblatt. And Rabbi Yashav, and if you know, Rabbi Yashav has a schwachkeit, he has a weakness for chazonus. And if you know, a lot of times where Rabbi Yashav davens in the caravan over there, they used to bring chazonim to daven fanomad, people with good voices, to be mahana Rabbi Yashav, because he enjoyed a good nigun. Rabbi Yashav decided he's going as well. Against Yerushalayim gate, everybody's going, why shouldn't we go? And as he's walking out, and he's walking towards the old city, he stops and he says, "What am I, crazy? This is what I'm giving up. I'm giving up Torah to hear Yossel Rosenblatt." And he turned back and went back. Rabbi Yashav came. Another story. Rabbi Dov Bavarsky was sitting once as a bocher. I don't know which yeshiva it was. It could be he was in a Beis HaMedrash in a shtetl. And Trotsky turned up. I don't know if you ever heard of Trotsky. Trotsky was probably one of the biggest speakers that Yidden ever had in generations. When he spoke, thousands went after him. When he spoke, you could walk in a frum a yid, and by the time he'd finished speaking, you were a sworn communist, and you went with him. There's hundreds of bochrim and yeshivas that went in here to hear Trotsky, and as soon as they heard Trotsky speak, he was such an eloquent speaker that he just took you over, and by the time he'd finished speaking, everybody had closed the gemaras and had gone with him. There were two bochrim that didn't go. Abdova Pavasky and his chavrus, I think. Reb Dovid became Reb Dovid, and Reb Eliyashiv became Reb Eliyashiv. Reb Dovid Pavasky was from the Gedolei Yisrael, who was Rosh Yeshiva in Ponovich. And Reb Eliyashiv is Reb Eliyashiv. B'lav ben Arafur Shleima. If you ask me what made them, this is what made them. To sit and learn all day, could be that they had a gishmak in learning. They gave up something that they really wanted. The Yetzirah of listening to Mew, to hear Yosler Rosenblatt once in a lifetime. He came from America then on a trip. It was like world-class news. Yosler Rosenblatt in those days to travel, it wasn't like today, there's a concert, if you don't hear it Pesach, you'll hear it Sukkot. This is once in a lifetime, hearing live Yosler Rosenblatt. This is like, it was more than just like if, I don't know what to give a moshel, if the Beatles came back to life and there was a concert, who would miss it? And he gave it up. He went back to the Beis Hamedrash to learn. Reb Dovid, every time Trotsky came to Ashtot, there wasn't a person in town that didn't listen to Trotsky. It was a Welt speaker. He just took over everybody. He gave it up. When you give up a shtickle, when you give up something that you really wanted, that's when you become a god. That's what makes you. The Stipler used to write, Gedolim didn't vaksois, didn't grow from learning 3 starim a day. They grew from Friday afternoons and Motzei Shabbos. That's when Gedolim became Gedolim. On the Friday afternoons when nobody else was learning, and it was a Yetzirah to go out there and relax, they learned. Everybody learns 3 starim a day. What makes one bocha different than another bocha? The extra mesiras nefesh that he gives up something from himself. The Friday afternoon, the Motzei Shabbos. Shimon HaTzadik, he asked this nozir, why did you become a nozir? Did he say because he had a hero tshuva? No. Did he say because he suddenly saw that Rabbeinu Shleilam is there? He did a big avera and now he feels bad and he realizes that he's in a sakana. Rabbeinu Shlom is gonna get him one day. He's going to do something to sort of pat his back. Today, you know, today what we do, you don't bring a nozer, we give staka. Such a thing as staka, right? So we give staka. So we think we bought the Rabbeinu Shlom over. We think we'll give me b'chapa, kol avera shabatayra, because I give staka. I'm potter from Talmud Torah, I'm potter from all the mitzvahs, I give staka. That's today the Korban Nozir. So Shimon HaTzadik thought that the Nozir was like today when people give staka, you know. When Shimon HaTzadik asked this, why did you become a Nozir? Why, what are you doing cutting off your hair? And he realized that this bocha turned up and said, I gave up something that was so dear to me. I gave up a shtick von sich. I gave up a piece of my own flesh. I understood that I had good looks. I understood where I could go with it. I understood what the Yetzirah wanted. And that I gave up. Oh, and that Shimon HaTzadik said, oh, that's something that will stay. That's a kinyan. That's a kinyan. That's a kinyan where you won't have charata. That's not only a miyale bahar Hashem. That's not only somebody who has a sairus to be misaira. That's a miyokum. He'll make it. He'll become the Eliyashiv. He'll become the Rodovi Pavasky. He'll become the Gedolei Yisrael. He's ready to give up from his own time, from his own shtick, from everything. That's already worth it. Oh, that's a nozer that I'll eat from. Yirbu kumayz chokei Yisrael. That's called ish kiyafli neder linze l'Hashem. You become a Nozi Hashem, you become a Novi. You become a Kadesh Yisrael. That's already worth something. It's interesting, you find the Rambam says, even though there's a mitzvah to learn day and night, ein adam loymed rev chachmasa ela balayla. A person learns most of his chachmas balayla. Lefikoch, therefore, says the Rambam. Listen to Loshna Rambam. Misha rotza lischeis bekesa hatoira. He doesn't say here somebody wants to be zeich to become a lamdan or a tzaddik or talmud chacham. Misha rotza lischeis bekesa hatoira. What's kesa hatoira? Kesa HaTorah means a nozi. A nozi is a loshen from kesa. You make a crown for the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's a different madrega. It's something else. You become a Kodesh Hashem. You become in a different league. We're not talking about becoming the Talmud Chochem. We're not talking about becoming the Tzaddik or the biggest Lamdan. We're talking about Kesa HaTorah. Kesa HaTorah is a madrega. It's a league on its own. What do you have to do to be zeicha to this Kesa HaTorah? Says the Rambam, Yizor b'chol leil oisov. You got to be careful with every night. V'lo yevad afilo achas mehen b'sheina v'achidu shtir v'sicha. You shouldn't, not even one night are you allowed to miss and spend it on sleeping and eating and drinking and schmoozing. Omru chachom, ein goruna shel tera el alayla shenema kumi roini balayla. This is the Rambam brings down a pasuk of Kumi Roini Balayla. Rambam here is not talking, he said it in Hilchas Talmud Torah, but the Rambam's talking about, not talking about if you want to be Zeicha to become the Talmud Chochem. If you want to become Zeicha to be the Boki, the Lamdan, the Masmid, no. The Rambam says you want to be Zeicha to Kesa Shel Torah. Kesa Shel Torah is like something like a crown that you're Zeicha. You become, you're on a different league. A Melech wears a king, wears a crown. A Nozi has a name of Kadosh Hashem. He becomes the Kadosh Hashem. Why? Because he never gave up even one night. That's all. He never gave up one night. He was solid all the way through. A Ratzifus. Something he was makabel on himself and he carried on with it day in, day out. Never gave up. Oh, that's something else. That's not Stam a Masmid who learns 3 Starim a day. There you're rising shticker from zich, you're cutting away pieces from your own gishmak. It's not pshat, you're learning 3 Starim because I have to, because it's gishmak, I enjoy learning. Lo yarbid afilo achas mehen, even one of them, that means it's all 365 days a year. That's a different madriga, that's keshe shel Torah. Kumi roini balayla. Ve'en rina lo Torah. On the pasuk of Kumi, the Rambam brings down into Sam. The Rambam doesn't bring down a pasuk. There's plenty of pasukim about Talmud Torah. The Rambam brings down a pasuk of Kumi Roini Balayla. It's interesting, why dafka the pasuk of Kumi Roini Balayla? The pasuk of Kumi Roini Balayla is a pasuk in Eicha. I don't know if this is pshat, but let's see what the pasuk says in the Eicha. Kumi Roini Balayla. Wake up, get up. Roini Balayla. Roini Balayla means learn. Ein Rina La Torah. Roini Balayla means daven. L'Roish Ashmurois. This is the pasuk L'Roish Ashmurois. The first Ashmura. That's the first. Now you're learning brachos. The first part of the night. Shivchi Kamaim Libech Nechach Pnei Hashem. Pour out your heart to the Ribbono Shel Olam because the Ribbono Shel Olam is opposite you now. Neichach b'nei Hashem. See, what's the tefillah? See elov kapayich. Stretch out your hands. Al nefesh alayich on your children, who are tufim barov, who are enwrapped in hunger. Bereish kol chutzis. Bereish kol chutzis, the Matisyo once explained, means on the street corners. That means what we're talking about here. Kumi reini balayla. We're talking about a tefillah. This is the zman eis tefillah. Shivchi kamayin libech, pour out your heart. For what? Al nefesh el alayich, on the children. who are what? Who are tufin baraw. They're hungry. They're not hungry for food. They're hungry for Dvar Hashem. Lerov lalechev leitzom alamayim. They're not hungry for food. They're thirsty for water. Kim lishmoyet Dvar Hashem. Why? Because they're baraysh kol chutzos. They're hanging out by the street corners. Interesting. That's the title of the pasuk. But what the ikar of the pasuk is telling me is that kumi reini balayla, that hayos, this kumi reini balayla, this Torah that I learned by night, not only does it have a koyach mitzad the Torah itself, is it has a koyach that the tefillah that a person davens when he's a reini balayla is a different koyach. Shivchi kamayim libech. That's the time to pour out your heart. Nechach pnei Hashem. Because the Ribbono Shel'olam is opposite you. Why is he opposite you? Because you're a kumi reini balayla. Because you're a guy that never misses. You're a guy that's willing to give up. So your koyach hatfila is much stronger. That's what the Rambam's saying. Not only is your Torah, not only on your different darga, your tfila is a different tfila. The closest that we could get to Nazirus, the closest in the Madrega that we are, is the 4 weeks that we turned around to the Ribbono Shel Olam and we told the Ribbono Shel Olam. I looked in the mirror and I looked at myself and I said, look at me. I'm going to go to America the way I look. This is who I am. This is what I am. 4 weeks, 8 weeks in America, in one Ratzifus, I'm going to look the same way. You know what? I'll take it and I'll give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Could we get a bigger Korban Nazirus than we did? Could we be on a bigger Madrega than we could have, than where we are? By giving this korban to the Ribbono Shel Olam, this is the biggest korban nazirus that people could do in today's generation. More than that, the koyach hatfila that we have, the kumi reini balayla. Why dafka kumi reini balayla? Shivchi kamayim libech. Because you're a different league, and the Ribbono Shel Olam says, a person who's willing to give up shtick for himself, his own yetzer hara. Shivchi kamayim libech neichach bnei Hashem. I'm opposite the guy who's there. I'll listen to his tefillahs. You can ask for anything. What should you ask for? Tufim barov, ask for yourself. Reish kol chutzos. I'll be on the street corners if I wouldn't be in the Beis HaMedrash. This is the time to ask the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, Noichach Pnei Hashem. Why? Because you're Roini Balayla. You give up shtick from Zich. You give up a piece of your own flesh for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, the Koyach HaTfila is much stronger. Because you're a guy that's Lo Yovel HaFila Laila Echot. You're in a different league. You're a Nozir. Do we understand the Koyach that we have? Do we understand the tremendous koichos hatfila that we could have today? We probably on Yom Kippur don't have the koich hatfila that we have today. And the koich hatayr that we have? Do you understand that if we had the ruchnisdika eyes, the Ribbono Shel Olam after 4 weeks being in a yeshiva like this is being menashik everybody, gives everybody a kiss goodbye when you get on that plane to America? Yirbu kumoyscho, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. There should be plenty more nazirim like that. Because this is what it's all about. When a person gives up himself, when he gives up his own yetzer hara, and he takes a look in the mirror, and he says, me, am I going to look the same way as I look now in 4 weeks' time if I go to America? I give it up. I give it to the Ribbono Shel Olam. I become a nozir l'Hashem. And when I become a Nozir Hashem, I'm on a different league. I become a Keser Shel Torah. And somebody who zeichet a keser shel Torah has a different koyach tefillah. He has a tefillah of shivchi kamayim libech. He can pour out your heart. Noichach pnei Hashem. The Rebbeinu Shlom is opposite you. Could you have a bigger zman? We're probably in a zman that's bigger than a Elul or Yom Kippur. And we're going to throw it away over shtuyot. We're going to throw it away because I'm a bit tired. I can't be bothered. You're talking about 7 more morning seders. 7 more afternoon seders. That's what we're talking about. We're talking about 10 to 12 more days. Aseres Yemei Tshuva. And we're going to give it up and just like slide down waiting for the last day. We're going to be like the Nozi Tomei that has Charotah. And we're going to throw away the koyach hatfila that we have. Do we understand bechlal, the choymer of what each guy over here in this Beis HaMedrash is carrying? He's carrying dynamite. He could ask for anything because it's neichach pnei Hashem. Because the Ribbono Shel Olam says, "Oh, yirbu kamoischo." This is the real nozer. This is the kadosh Hashem. And we're throwing away such valuable time and such valuable Eis Rotzen, where we could get anything from the Ribbono Shel Olam besides the steiging in learning. The koyach hatfila for what? For a verstunkene movie? For what? What am I giving away? How much gold am I giving away for what? Noch a movie. And if I come into second Seder, nebuch, oiskemutschut, tired, and I don't have cheshek. After all the princes that you see, how do you expect to have cheshek? And this is the way the Yetzirah is coming in. He's slowly seeping in, slowly. We've already gone through 2 weeks, Baruch Hashem, 2 weeks, Gevaldik, but we're slipping. Shachris, nu. Till everybody's here, I've got to have my coffee and cigarette. Do you understand you're giving away pearls? Do you understand where you're holding today? Do you understand what achrayis you carry? Do you understand that each boch over here, the Ribbono Shel Olam is walking around and saying, I have 21, 22 nazirim. I have 22 people who turned around and said, there was 22 guys that had a Yetzirah. And they looked in the mirror and they were ready to get on that plane. And it would have been Tirdim in Oilam, you'd have been lost. And we made a Cheshbon HaNefesh. And you turn around and you said, no, I'm giving it up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do you understand what the Ribbono Shel Olam holds of us today? Are we walking around with our heads high in the air, understanding that we're all Nazirim to the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do we understand that being a Nazir to the Ribbono Shel Olam is Shivchi Kamayim Libech? That we have a different koyach hatfila? That you can ask for anything, anyone, anything you want? Ribbono Shel Olam says, Noichach Pnei Hashem. I'm opposite you. I'm here to hear you because you're in a different league. Forget about all your averus. Not Negeya. Doesn't make a difference what the past was. Here you are. Each one of us is a gold mine. Each one of us is a Ne'ilah by Yom Kippur. And we throw it away. Agav Orucha. And we're not machshiv every minute that we have a Seder. And we're not machshiv that a tefillah is a tefillah. We're throwing away gold. It's another 10 days. How many first Seders do we have left? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and another 4, 8, Nebuch, and another how many? 7 second Seders, and Nebuch we have to push it off from 4:30 to 5:15, because Nebuch, if I learn more than an hour, it's a shirklich. Do you understand who you guys are? Do you understand bechlal, your koyach that you have? Do you understand how choshev you are by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do you understand that your tefillahs are so choshev by the Ribbono Shel Olam? The Ribbono Shel Olam says, A bachur who never been for 2 weeks straight, never missed his man krishma. Do you understand what that means? That you actually said an avar rabba with kavana to the Ribbono Shel Olam, which I've never said in probably since my bar mitzvah. And I gave it up because I wanted to give up my own yetzer hara for the Ribbono Shel Olam. Do you understand how choshev it is? That at the end of the 4 weeks, the Ribbono Shel Olam is going to turn around and kiss each one of us on the forehead and say, Yirbu kamoyzcho, because this is what it's all about. Because when you give up, that's when you become great. When you give up and you don't go to the concert, you don't go to Berachas HaChodesh, you don't go to hit Trotsky, oh, that's what made the gadol. Rabbi Akiva turned around. Not because he couldn't come in, because that's why he gave up. Learning 12 years is no Greek chokhmah. Not Rabbi Akiva wasn't the only one that learned 12 years. The Gemara brings down a lot of stories of people learned 12 years or 24 years. What made Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Akiva? He gave up a shtik olam hazeh. I wanted to come in and have a cup of coffee and I moved away and I went back. She was masking. I gave it up. Oh, and you become Rabbi Akiva. That Moshe Rabbeinu said he should have given Torah through Rabbi Akiva. That's what makes the person. That's what makes a person bigger. That's what makes a person on a different league. When he does something out of the ordinary, when he gives up a shtick von sich, we're walking around as losers. We're walking around schlepping our feet into the Beis HaMikdash at 5:15, I'm half asleep, I've got no cheshek. Rabbi, I can't do it. What do you mean you can't do it? Do you understand how choshev you are? Do you understand what it means by the Ribbono Shel Olam? Do you understand what it means a Maariv, a Mincha, a Shemona Esrei in these four weeks to the Ribbono Shel Olam? You can ask for anything. Noichach Panei Hashem. How often do you have a chance where you can be opposite the Ribbono Shel Olam? And the Ribbono Shel Olam says, Shivchi Kamayim Libech, pour out your heart. Why? Because you're a Kumi Roini Balayla. Because you're a guy that gave up everything. But boy, say, use our seichel. Use your seichel. Chaperayin. Another 10 days. Do you know what 10 days are? Seriously made tshuva. Chaperayin. Trader, sorry, I missed the first seder. It's not the missing of the first seder. You missed the point. This is what we're here for. This is what we're giving to the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam will give each one of us a matana. We see it now, we'll see it later, I don't know. But we're in a different league. Use the time. Use the small time that was given for a seder. Use the davening rightly. And we should all be zeicha taka too, that our tefillah should be mekuyam. And that we should have a siyata dishmaya. If a guy has it rough walking in the second seder, perhaps the reason is because he didn't daven a mincha properly. Efsha ask for a bit of siyata dishmaya. Ribbono Shel Olam, give me siyata dishmaya, that it should be easier for me to walk into the Beis HaMikdash, that I can pull myself away from that kli mashchis called a computer. Give me siyata dishmaya. Efsha, if we ask for Ribbono Shel Olam for it, he would help us, because he's ready here to listen. We're on a different league, we're flying on a different cloud. There's nobody in the Olam HaYeshivas. Nobody in Olam HaYeshivas that is in the league that we are. We gave up. We gave up for the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Terodeni min Olam. It's worth mints. Use the time right. We'll have Siyata Dishmaya. We shall all be Zeicha B'Nechama Siyim Yerushalayim.